short, I've done what's evil. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
You're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
Jehovah Jireh meets your need. Jehovah Jireh meets your need. My father.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
All our praise belongs to him. Woo. Jehovah. You know, Jehovah means the completely self-existing one. God, separate from us, separate from everything and everyone, the completely self-existing one. And this is the proper name of the one true God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And, you know, in that song you'll hear, Jehovah Nisi fights your battles for you. Jehovah Jireh meets your needs. Jehovah Rapha heals your body. And Jehovah Shalom is your peace. And there's many other names with the name Jehovah right before it. Jehovah Sikinu, your righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jehovah Rohi, your shepherd. Jehovah Shema, who will never leave or forsake you. Hallelujah. And these are just some of the names of the great God that we love and serve, and who is very present, revealed in Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
That's the God that we serve, and that's the God that we're lifting up today. That's the God that we're exalting. And we're exalting him over everything, over the earth, over our lives, over every issue we have going on. We exalt the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And as that song says, you know, we praise, you know, we lift our praise to him. All of our praise, it belongs to him.
Yes.
Call on the name. Call his name. Call his name. And, you know, in other parts of the song, it says here that he shames every idol. He reigns without rival. He goes by the name of Jehovah. And he speaks into nothing, and darkness goes running. You know, when I was in the Bahamas, they had a saying over there that you have to big God up. You got to big him up. You know,
Amen.
God has to be bigger than everything in your life.
Amen.
He's got to be bigger than
big
everything in your family, everything in your church, everything, the nation, everything, the world. He has to be put in his place. You have to keep him in that place before you.
Amen.
And if you don't know him, if you don't know him as your healer, if you don't know him as your peace, if you don't know him as the one who fights your battles, you've get to know him.
Yes.
Get to know him. He's so desires to reveal himself to you in every single way. You know, the benefits that the Lord has given us, the benefits and the blessings, you know, and we find them when we get to know him. And he desires to pour out his blessings and his protection, and he wants to fight our battles for us. He wants to heal us. He wants to give us peace. He wants us to be settled in the land that he has prepared for each and every one of us. So praise God, we'll talk about Jehovah a little bit more in a little bit. So I just want to welcome Cynthia West.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
And Deanne Diaz.
Yes, good morning.
Yay, you're back.
Yay, I'm back. You know, when you, that song, you know, I'm listening to that song, and I never take any song for granted. I want to know what I'm singing.
Yes.
And I want to know that it's coming from a place of revelation or just a true place in my heart. And so I was just taking in that song and every word, and I started thinking, and I just started seeing all the tribes.
Wow.
And how all the tribes were, they were bringing their worship to the Most High God, right? And I saw, you know, maybe the tribe that was all about just the flags, right? And dancing. And I saw maybe the tribes bringing like the most expensive vase holding whatever. You know, I just started seeing that. It was just a vision of all these tribes, but it was like in celebration. And it was such a bright day. And so right away, the Lord took me to Revelation 7. Mm. And I just want to read real quick. And it's Revelation 7:9. And it says, after I heard about these who would be sealed, I looked and saw a huge crowd of people, which no one could even begin to count, representing every nation and tribe, people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and waving palm branches. They cried out with one loud voice, salvation comes only from our God who sits upon the throne and from the Lamb. All the heavenly messengers stood up encircling the throne and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell prostrate before the throne and worshiped God.
Hallelujah.
Like, that's what I was seeing. Mm. I was seeing all of these tribes bringing their worship. Mm. And honestly, I don't think anyone was looking like, why is that one waving a flag? And why is right. that one doing this? Yeah. Because they were, as my husband would say, in their lane. And they were bringing what God required of them.
Amen.
That Amen. Form of Amen. Worship for him, because Amen. He said it. This Amen. Is the worship that I'm pleased with.
Amen.
I put it in you, you pour it out
amen,
to me.
Amen, amen and amen.
And so, yeah, so.
What I heard through the song, shofars, I just heard shofars. The shofars, the people were the shofars. The sound coming from them was a heavenly sound. Mm. And it sounded like shofars. It didn't need to form a word. It didn't form a word. It was just an inner, sound that came out, and could only come out to Almighty God in His presence, in that setting, you know, where you bring everything that's in you comes out, the fiber of your inner being Jesus. Comes out, and it didn't form words. It was just like the beautiful, and each shofar sound blended to that one. There you go. Blended to that one sound, because it was meant for that one, our one God. And in that atmosphere, it just made sense. It was just wonderful. So that's what I saw through that song. And that song Hallelujah. Is wonderful. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You know, yesterday I had another different song. Because, like Nanette, you know, I listen to the words of the song, and the Lord really speaks to me through that. And then I go looking in the scripture for those, whatever their phrases are. So I was on a completely different song yesterday, which, you know, and I had gone to the trouble of writing all the scriptures down. But that's not for today, apparently. But then this one this morning just rose up in my spirit. It completely by the
Scripted.
Spirit.
Yeah, by the Spirit.
And so I said, okay, let me go ahead and go with that. But I think what you're talking about, Cynthia, isn't the word say about many waters? Mm-hmm. You know, the streams, like each one of us carries a stream of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And when we're joined with others who are in their streams, then all of the streams become a huge,
Amen.
Big stream.
Amen.
Like the sound of many waters. Ooh. I don't know if that's the right application, this, but...
we're just flowing with the Spirit.
It's the sound of many waters.
Yes.
And I want to be with people that are, going, well, like you said, in their lane. I'm going whatever the Lord's telling me to do. I'm like full steam ahead with it, and wanting to be with people also who are they're looking for God. I'm not looking over at you going,
nope.
You know, you need to change this in your life. I'm not even we're ain't thinking about that stuff.
Yeah. We're just celebrating. We're in awe. We're like
And if I think the sound of many waters is when God spoke. He spoke. When he spoke, it sounded like mm-hmm. many mm-hmm. waters.
Wow. Amen.
So that Amen. Is, you know, right. as we come to him and release our sound, when, yes. you know, it brings us closer to him. We just, it's all understanding. It's an inner knowledge and mm-hmm. a oneness, which is, you know, the that's why he made us. To be at one with him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I yearn for that day, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like that song, you know, I long to breathe the air mm-hmm. of heaven. Oh, mm-hmm. oh, yes, Lord. I long to breathe the air of heaven. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
sounds so good.
That's in us. It's we desire it again, you know, to breathe the air of heaven again, you know what I mean? So, oh, hallelujah. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Many times when I'm praying, it just comes out like Elohim, Adonai, mm-hmm. Adonai, El Elyon, El Shaddai, Jehovah, Yahweh, yes. the great I am.
Yes.
Like we have to remember all that he is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All he created everything and everything exists because of him. He encompasses everything.
Mm-hmm.
Great and mighty is our Lord. And when we understand, you know, he gave us this earth, he gave us his son, he gave us his spirit, he gave us his holy word, he's given us his holy angels, his holy kingdom. I mean, everything is from him. So he does deserve everything.
Yes.
Our full attention, our full affection, our full love, our full desire, our longing. And a couple weeks ago, I was just sitting in his presence and I was just saying, I come humble and hungry, longing for more of thee. Like you just feel like you just want more, like it's not enough. Like fill me more, give me more, show me more, tell me
yes.
more. Like it's just more of him.
Yes.
And this is the response. I didn't read it a couple weeks ago because it wasn't the time. But this is the time he says, yes, I am a good father that long suffers with you. I show you goodness and grace, so you are drawn to seek my face. My hand of provision will bring all you need, but it's my heart. He wants us to know his heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my heart I need you to see, hear, and seek. How can you know me if you don't spend time with me? I am always wanting and waiting to share my intimate thoughts, truths, and ways with you. As you read my living word, it is spirit, life, and truth. But as you are being still with desire, prayer, and worship, you will encounter a new and fresh revelation. No, a new and fresh realm of my presence. This is the goal and the reward for you, to be filled, refreshed, and saturated with my joy and love that empowers your body, soul, and spirit. And this is what really caught me. The days of taking a little time to get a little sip of my living water won't do anymore. It's the time to jump into the river and be saturated and enveloped with the life-giving flood of my spirit. He is the voice you need to hear, the teacher you need to listen to, and your very present help at every moment in all of your life. He, Holy Spirit, has all wisdom, knowledge, answers, and instruction. He receives from me, he brings it to you untainted and pure. Acknowledge and welcome Holy Spirit that lives in you. Be a good host to him as you are his temple. No fear, for he will lead you into all safety and truth. He is gentle, loving, and comforting. Jesus represented me and the kingdom of heaven. Holy Spirit represents me and the King of Glory. Ultimately, he brings heaven to earth. We, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we are all here to fellowship and commune with you. But Holy Spirit was sent to the earth when Christ ascended. He is forever present and available for you to ask, talk, and enjoy his presence. ponder this revelation, and you will be empowered for the next season.
Mm. Hallelujah.
He knows what's coming. And I started reading the book of Acts a few days ago. And we need the power. We need the revelation. Mm-hmm. We need the presence. We need the Spirit of the living God. Mm-hmm. And He is bringing new and renewed revelation.
Amen.
Of who He is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me read this word that Pam had sent me the other day. I'm going to read it because she's not here to read it. So she writes here, a broken heart. Most think that it symbolizes the end of things, but for the Lord, it was a new beginning. When His heart was broken by the separation of sin, the release of love brought the greatest outpouring this world has ever known. It began its endless mission to touch and melt the hardened hearts of mankind. It would continue to flow into every heart that was open with such love that even the hardest of hearts would begin to melt. Who can imagine the greatest gift would come from the greatest brokenness? Who could know the pain and the ache of separation would cause the greatest move of restoration the world would ever experience? For the open heart, it would pour steadily in bringing forgiveness, healing, and new life. In turn, it would continue to flow out, bringing the same to others. To the closed heart, it would work to melt the hardness, healing it by its understanding. The heart's door would fall open and receive forgiveness through a love it never imagined. This love carries a power that continually heals and rebuilds, restoring it to its original design and purpose, a power that can break down walls, enter into their origin, and open wide an endless field of purpose. The message He brings, take time to receive love. Open your hearts and minds to receive My love, not just working on ministries and purposes. Of course, show love to others, but if you haven't received it, you won't have a lot to give. Mm. It is My love you bring. If you are not filled with it, how can you bring it? Learn to receive as you experience it. It will become power.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And that Amen. That love of God, if we do not know His love, we cannot give.
That's right.
We cannot give what we don't have. Mm-hmm. And if your heart is not open to receive His love, how can you receive His Spirit? Because mm-hmm. they it works hand in hand.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Amen.
He's pouring out His love. Mm. Hallelujah.
And again, it is just for those who want to receive it, you know, who desire it, you know. As you were saying, it needs to be desired. It has to be. He will not waste His preciousness. Mm-hmm. It has to be desired so it mm-hmm. can be carried within us. And I believe you'd mentioned, Karen, that we only have what we can carry, you know. And you mentioned about as a soldier, as in the military, being ready mm-hmm. at all times. And only what you have in you is what you're going to carry
yes.
and can carry. Mm-hmm. And that's all you can give is what you have inside you. And there is just that urgency to be ready. Again, week after week, we're getting this message from the Lord confirmed within each one of us, mm-hmm. in the people that we meet, that there is an urgency
yes.
to be ready.
Yes,
we don't know what exactly. We know it's for something, and we know it's of God, and we know it's massive,
yes.
and we know it's glorious, and we know we've never seen it before. So that all we can do is be obedient and say, and empty our hands
yeah.
and just stand with empty hands. I was prayed for yesterday massively, and that came through so clearly. He said, empty your hands, empty mm. your hands. And I just sat with my hands empty as I was being prayed for. And it was just, that's the position He just wants us in. Mm-hmm. Nothing that would hinder,
mm-hmm.
nothing that we think, mm-hmm. just be ready mm. just be open and to be listening to Jehovah.
Yes.
In whatever shape he comes in, whether he comes as our healer, whether he comes as our peace, whatever shape, form or fashion he comes in, just to be ready to be a vessel that he can use. And you know, I believe again that was part of what he was showing me about the shofar, because a shofar is not just, it's blown for a purpose. It's a godly instrument that is blown for a purpose. It's either to call, to gather, or it's to tell the armies charge or get in place. There is a purpose behind each sound.
Yes.
And it's like us, he has given each one of us that sound that is relevant, totally relevant to his plan. And when each purpose comes together, like his body, you need two legs, two arms. You know, you're either one of something. And when it comes, it forms the body. That is the purpose, because Jesus is the head of the body. And that's our desire, is to come to him and to just to do what he says. What does he want? What do you want, Lord? What do you want? What do you desire? What's your desire of me? I want to enable me to fulfill that. And that's about as close as I can get it into words. So, you know, I would encourage you all, you know, maybe I can just say, you know, we could just come and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, empty my hands of things that you know I don't need. And if you want, lift up your hands right now. Open your hands to Almighty God. Open your hands with your palms up. And just let him, allow him. He knows what you're carrying. He will show you what you're carrying that you don't need. So, Lord, I ask you right now, show me what I'm carrying that I don't need. I don't want to just hear pretty words saying, yes, we should do this, do that. I'm praying it in. I'm praying it in. It's my desire. It's my heart's desire. It's my heart cry. I want to please you. So, Lord, empty my hands of things I don't need right now. And if that is your prayer, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, when you were saying that, I could hear that song and where what can we have to offer the King? Like, what do we, you know, like that song, you know, what can I offer? What can I bring to him? And, you know, the song says, but I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, because all that I have is a hallelujah. That's what I'm getting from you. Like, that's what I'm seeing from you, dear Cynthia, that in that moment you were like, all I can say is hallelujah. Like, my life, everything that's in me, that river, that sound is hallelujah.
Yes.
Like, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing fit for a king. I have nothing to offer. We have nothing to offer, really. Like, what can we give him to outweigh everything that he gives us? But hallelujah.
Yeah.
But our praise, but our worship and our brokenness and our frailty, you know,
and our joy,
and our joy,
and our enjoyment of him, and our worship of him,
all in between. Everything is a gift to him.
And you know what, I as you were talking, Cynthia, here I was back in boot camp staring at my locker and the greatest feeling came over me, you know, at 20 years old, and looking at that locker and seeing two working uniforms, a dress uniform, shoes, hats, clothes, you know, the other clothing, and toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo. And that was my life in boot camp. And I just remember feeling that this is the greatest thing, because I have, there's no distractions. So I am preparing myself for to be taught and to be trained and to follow the rules, because I like to follow the rules. And, you know, I just see the our spiritual life the same way, that, you know, we come into the kingdom and we don't know anything except what he reveals to us. We try to find him. We look for him in other people. We go through all the stuff. And then, you know, he leads us along, and he trains us. And then we can look back and see, you know, all the work that he's done in us. But he's preparing us now. And as Cynthia said about readiness, you know, in boot camp, we had no idea what we were going to be facing. Not that there was wars or anything, but just the training, because it's a whole completely different world. And so it is with the kingdom. You know, it's, and we can't look at it the way we look at it in the natural. So we have to turn and, like, really give ourselves to it so that we can learn and take in everything that it is.
This this morning, you know, now that we're all talking, it's just funny how God works. Lord, you're just, I normally don't, you know, anyway, this might sound, you know, to our listeners a little odd and stuff, but, you know, I was driving up. I feel like a Pam right now. Pam, we miss you.
Yes, we do.
But I was driving up, and normally I'm in a different place. I'm in my car. That I experience wonderful encounters with the Lord driving. I don't know how I get to point A to point B sometimes, but that's just between us. But, you know, this time I was paying attention to the road, like paying attention to my right and to my left as I was driving. And twice in conversation, I see the name Peter, right? And I'm like, Peter, Peter. And so this morning, you know, when I got here, I was like, Lord, what are you saying about Peter? I mean, there's so much to say about Peter. But now I get it. It's like I feel like he's talking to the church right now like never before. You know, we're hearing so much going on, you know. So many of our fellow brothers falling, you know, in the faith, whether it's, you know, forms of sexual immorality, you know, just a lot of things that are going on, you know. And I'm like, but what does this have to do with Peter? And so really quick, Matthew 16, 17, right? Here's, you know, Jesus saying, you know, Simon, son of Jonah, your knowledge is a mark of blessing, because, you know, he said, he asked who do you think I am, you know? And Peter got the revelation from our Father that you are the anointed one, you're the Son of God. Just a little a background. But he says, for you didn't learn this truth from your friends or from teachers or from sages you've met on the way. You've learned it from my Father in heaven. And this is why I have called you Peter, rock. For on this rock I will build my church, and the church will reign triumphant, even at the gates of hell. And so, Peter, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. The thing that stood out to me, again, the church, my church, will reign triumphant, even at the gates of hell. Like, I think we need to remember that. And then that's what made me feel like I'm talking to my church. Because isn't it interesting how it started with that, yet he knew Peter was going to deny him three times.
That's right.
Right? So here we go, fast forward, you know, this is in John 4, 13. And, you know, we're going to 36, and he says, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus says, Peter, you cannot come with me now, but later you will join me. And then Peter says, why can I go now? I'll give you my life. You know, I'll give my life for you. And then Jesus says, will you really give your life for me? I tell you the truth, you will deny me, right? Three times before the rooster crows. So it was very clear that Peter denied him. Mind you, the one that received that revelation from heaven, the one that Jesus said, a church will rise, right? Will not be defeated. The gates of hell will come against it. To get to Peter to the ending point in 1 Peter 5:8, when he says, most importantly, be disciplined and stay on guard. Your enemy, the devil, is prowling around outside like a roaring lion. Same thing that basically, you know, Jesus says, the enemy is going to sift you like wheat. So now he's testimony. Yes. Listen, the church has fallen. The church has failed. The church is being judged right now. I'm well aware that you will fail me 3 times. Mm. You will fall 3 times. But just remember. And then it says, your enemy, the devil, is prowling around outside like a roaring lion, just waiting and hoping for the chance to devour someone. Resist him and be strong in the faith, mm. knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world are fellow sufferers with you. Know, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of grace who has mm-hmm. called you
yes.
to his everlasting presence mm. through Jesus the Anointed will restore you,
yes,
support you, strengthen you, mm-hmm. and ground you. Mm-hmm. For all power belongs to God now and forever. Amen. Amen. That to me is an encouragement.
Mm. Yes.
I just want to encourage the church today. Mm. Many are falling. Many are stumbling. Lots of truth coming out from darkness, right? There's a lot of shaking going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of his judgments, mm. which is his love and his mercy to get us to that place. Then when we fall, we rise up.
Oh, yes.
We get restored. Mm-hmm. We support, we strengthen, we ground up mm-hmm. to be that church mm-hmm. that the gates of hell mm-hmm. cannot come against.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is Jonathan McLean, General Manager of WCNO Christian Radio. Due to some work that is being done at the WCNO Tower, there will be some short times of interruption with our service. This does not mean that we will be off air, but there may be times when our signal is not as strong. This is not due to any problems with WCNO's new equipment. It is working perfectly, but this is routine general maintenance taking place at the tower where we rent space. Again, keep your dial set right here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9, the Good News Station.
I'm Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hey, everybody, I'm Charlie Kirk. I'm excited to invite you to the Believers Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida, this July 26, 27, 28. The summit is more than an event. It is a mission to empower Christians across America to stand courageously for truth. Join us for an inspiring lineup of speakers, including Jensen Franklin, Ali Stuckey, Frank Turek, John Amanchuku, and so much more. We'll provide you with the practical knowledge and strategies to boldly live your faith with grace and conviction, deeply rooted in the gospel. Register now at tpusafaith.com/believers. I'll see you there.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Thank you. Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
All right, we are back. And that's right, get on the front line, even though that's Dave's program. We're all on the front line. Amen. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Amen.
We've got to step up to the plate, get ourselves ready, stay in that state of readiness. And I just wanted to say in there real quick that, you know, with our uniforms, and we're only responsible for this certain amount of things in our locker. You couldn't bring in your books and, you know, whatever else you had at home. No, it was only what they authorized you to keep there. And so that's all you were responsible for. The rest was learning the ropes and learning the way that things worked.
Wonderful.
All right.
Amen.
Go ahead, Deanne.
Amen. Yeah, as we've been talking and Cynthia was talking about the shofar, the sound of the shofar, I just kept hearing sound the trumpet. Sound the trumpet.
Amen.
And I thought about the military. My husband was Army. And I know sometimes at 3 a.m. they would hear that, I don't know, was a trumpet or a siren would go off, I'm not sure. But that sound would come and they knew they had to jump out of bed and run outside and get in lineup. Line up, you know, fall in. And I believe that's what the Lord is doing right now.
Amen.
He is sounding the alarm. Nice. He is sounding the trumpet.
Yes.
He's reminding us of who he is.
Amen.
Jehovah.
Amen.
God Almighty. Mm. The only true living God. Woo. The only God. There's no other gods. No one like him. None beside him. He alone is to be feared.
Yes.
He alone is to be reverenced and honored. He alone is to be worshipped.
Yes.
And that sound, the alarm, as I'm looking up,
Jesus.
You know, the trumpet, Amos 3, if a trumpet is blown in the city, will not the people be afraid?
Mm-hmm.
If there is a calamity in the city, will not the Lord have done it?
Mm.
Surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets.
Mm.
A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, but who can prophesy?
Mm.
And then Nehemiah 4:20, whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us here.
Mm.
Our God will fight for
Amen.
Us. And Joel 2:1 says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble.
Yep.
For the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness.
Mm.
Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, a people come great and strong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked about the season. We know there is a glorious manifestation coming of God's power and his love and his goodness. We know that he is preparing us and showing us and teaching us and drawing us back to that place where we're supposed to live. On the other side, there is going to be great darkness. There is going to be great evil and destruction. We know we're not prophesying doom and gloom. Read the word. Read the Bible. We know what the prophets say. We know what is coming. We know what the Bible says in the end times, the best of times and the worst of times. This is why he is readying his church. We must be ready for the season to come. And no fear. No fear. We, just like in the book of Acts, you know, Jesus ascended, Jesus left, and they're like, he said, you know, wait until the Holy Spirit has come upon you. We cannot do it without the power of Holy Spirit. And he said, you will be witnesses to me, right? In Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit that lives in us. We must commune with him because he knows everything, and he will lead us because we have to rise up in boldness. Yes. We have to rise up. And as we were talking and praying last night, all these things that we need, healing and money and marriage counseling and our kids are doing this and that and the other thing, all of those are real. But what is the first and foremost, what trumps everything?
Seek ye first.
Salvation. Salvation. If they have not salvation, they have nothing. Let the gospel go forth.
Amen.
And that's what happened in the book of Acts in the beginning. The gospel was preached. The gospel went forth. And what they spoke was the name of Jesus, the Christ. And people came. Multitudes were saved. Multitudes repented. Multitudes turned. And they turned to the Lord and they became a witness. And it multiplied and just carried out. And what were they arrested for? They kept saying, do not speak that name. Do not teach that name. Do not pray that name. The name of Jesus. But did they listen? No, they didn't listen. They got thrown into prison. They got beat, you know, but you know what? God always rescued them. The angels would come and open the doors and let them out, and the guards were sleeping. We will fear nothing.
Amen.
Because we know our God, and we know he is fighting the battles for us, but he's making us ready for the season to come.
And everything you just said, it's for the multitude.
Yes.
Anyone who will hear.
Yes.
So it's not just for the church. So that's where the hunger comes from, the multitude. That's what Holy Spirit is looking for. Are you hungry? Do you really want what I have?
Yes.
And that is the basis. That is the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good who think they're so good. Will be belittled, and you know the bad are going to be shown that, hey, if you're just hungry, come as you come, and Jesus will, you know, the Holy Spirit can get you ready. And what we call the ugly is beauty to the Lord, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But that is Holy Spirit's job. But that also brings us into the reverential fear of Almighty God, because what you're saying is that it's the opening of the eyes and the opening of the ears that enables them. I want that. And as Holy Spirit shows them that, he brings the reverential fear of Almighty God. It's not fear of Almighty God, it's reverential fear, which means it's a love. Because we reverence him, because we love him, we adore him, we don't want to do anything. I will not tell lies because my lies would hurt him. I will not, fornicate. I will not steal because it will hurt my God. It will hurt my Jesus. No, reverential fear of Almighty God keeps us in the right place. And in his, the love that he has for us, wholeheartedly, yes. So, you know, that's what you were saying just brought out of me.
Yes.
Thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Well, even Saul, as I'm reading Acts, and then Stephen, you know, full of faith and power, and he was speaking all these things that the Holy Spirit was revealing to him. And then when he said, I see the Lord seated at the right hand of the Father, right? He saw, and that's when they stoned him to death.
Yes.
And what happened with Stephen is when they stoned him to death, he was just, he just saw the glory of God and had that smile on his face.
That's it.
He knew he was doing what God led him to do. He was fulfilling his purpose, no matter what the end result was. And what did they do? They took the clothes of Stephen, this hit my heart, and they laid them at the feet of Saul.
Yes.
And that just, that hit my heart, that no one is too evil. No one is too far gone.
Yes.
God knows everyone and who he birthed them to be.
Amen.
He knew that Saul was going to become Paul.
Amen.
He knew the purpose of Paul in writing the New Testament.
Mm.
So no one ever is too far.
Amen. Amen.
That's it.
Or too difficult for God.
Amen.
So what, I feel led to pray this right now, real quick.
Yes.
Father, we thank you that what you did for Saul, arresting him on the road to Damascus, blinding him with your glorious light and bringing him to bow before you, where he said, Lord, Lord, who are you? What do you want from me? Lord, we know that you can do that for anyone. You are no respecter of persons. So we thank you, God, for those Damascus Road encounters where people doing evil. Did Saul realize what he was doing? He was killing Christians. Mm. He didn't know the truth. He was blind. He was deaf. He had no knowledge. Mm. Father, we thank you that those on this earth now doing evil deeds, serving the wrong kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, Father, we ask you to stop them in their tracks.
Amen.
We ask you to blind them with your glorious, marvelous light. Mm. We ask you to speak to them, God. We ask you to get their attention and capture and captivate their hearts, Father, that you would turn their lives around, that you would cause them to fear you, reverence you, repent.
Amen.
Repent, God, that they might be saved, that they might be used to do mighty works for you, that their hearts would be so grateful for the rescue, that they would become witnesses and servants for the gospel of the kingdom. In Jesus' name.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm.
Amen. Wow. Where do we go from there? I just want to get my bearings for a moment, but anyway, we have a dear friend of the radio station, our brother Tim, and he's requesting prayer for his wife Donna, and you know, she's battling cancer in her body, and so he reached out to us so we can come into agreement and to curse that cancer, you know, and to pray against that cancer to leave her body.
Jesus.
And so you know, he's a dear friend of ours, and so, you know, we love you, brother Tim and Donna, and so let's just pray and get in agreement. Father God, we first thank you for Donna's life.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Such a servant of the kingdom. Precious servant of the kingdom.
Yes, Lord. Lord, we lift her up to you right now. We lift her up to you in all that we have. We've been talking about you, Jehovah. Jehovah Rapha. Our healer. We call that into play right now so that you can come forth and heal your daughter.
Yes, yes, yes. Just complete healing. Cancer, you cannot invade this body. You cannot live in this body.
Yes.
Jesus. This body is the temple of El Elyon.
Amen.
The Most High God.
Mm.
Jesus, you reign through her, so your blood reigns through her and is swallowing any cancer cells, any tumors, anything just connected to cancer. It dies.
Yes.
It dies. At the sound of Jesus, it dies because of the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak life over her body. We speak strength. We speak the healing power of our healer.
Yes.
over her, in her, and through her.
Yes. In the name of
Jesus. May her latter days be greater. May she testify in the land of the living that God, El Shaddai, our God, healed me.
Yes.
Made me whole.
Hallelujah.
And extended my life. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And Father, we declare and decree right now that this evil, every abnormal cell and growth in her body that is not of you or your kingdom, it is cursed at the root.
Yes.
It is cut off, and it is uprooted and evicted right now.
Yes.
And we declare that this shall not be unto death, but it shall be unto the glory of God.
Amen.
And we say, Donna, silver and gold have we not, mm-hmm. but what we have, we are all in agreement and in faith with you and Tim.
Yes, Jesus.
What we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. rise up, be healed, Jesus. And be made whole.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Mm. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for that healing that you will bring in her life, God. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the manifestation of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, we've just got a couple of minutes left. I wanted to make mention that my program now is on demand on the website. We've been working on that the tech guy has been working on that for quite a while. So they finally got a different link and a new setup. So if you want to hear a replay of the program, then you can go to the website at any time, mm-hmm. WCNO.com. And but he's only put in from May 3rd, I think, was the earliest one that's in there. So I don't know if he's going to go back and, you know, put other ones in. I'm going to ask him. Because, you know, we've been on the air for a year now, over a year.
Wow.
Yes. So I don't
Praise
know.
Praise God.
I don't know if he's.
We didn't celebrate. Wait, so we did over a year already?
In April.
April last year.
Wow.
I know. It went by really fast.
Time flies.
Doesn't feel like a year.
I know. Because God's moving very quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it started out one way and it's moved into a different way. And we're just preparing for whatever he's got coming down the pike. And, you know, just each week when we come, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Dan doesn't know. Nanette doesn't know. We just.
Cynthia doesn't know.
Cynthia doesn't know.
Right.
Even though you always have something prepared. But, you know, as we were talking about the streams earlier, that, you know, we each bring what the Lord is showing us.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that you are being blessed and encouraged. And hopefully you receive answers for yourself, you know, with some of the issues maybe that you're dealing with. So I know that I am completely grateful for the Lord giving me this program. And just want to do my best to glorify him and to let him be glorified
Amen.
Through Amen. My life and through each of us that are here.
Amen.
Well, thank you for saying yes, Karen.
Thank
you for accepting the assignment from